Hey guys, are you ready for some money rehab?
Wall Street has been completely upended by an unlikely player, GameStop.
And should I have a 401k?
No,
I know.
Girl. You think the whole world revolves around you and your money? Well, it doesn't.
Charge for wasting our time. I will take a check.
Like a old school check.
You recognize her from anchoring on CNN, CNBC, and Bloomberg. The only financial expert you don't need a dictionary to understand. Nicole Lapin.
In this age of the great resignation, there are options if you are not loving your job. Of course, you can always jump on the bandwagon and resign. But just because the current job market is a workers' market doesn't mean that quitting your job is a risk-free endeavor. If you don't have any other work lined up, you could be looking at a lull where you don't have any money coming in. And let's be honest, not everyone is in the position to cut off income. So, realistically, there will be times when you need to keep a job you don't love. I'm pretty sure we've all been there. I have. I'm sure you have. I think we'd be hard-pressed to find someone who hasn't. There is no shame in paying your bills. So, if you find yourself in that scenario, here are five things you can do to hate your job less. Number one, take on a new project. Okay, so I am on your team. You know I am on your team, but I will say a pet peeve of mine is when employees think it's their company's job to make them happy and fulfilled. Yes, it is absolutely a company's responsibility to take good care of their employees and make sure that everyone is safe and treated fairly. But to be honest, companies don't have an obligation to make sure you're feeling fulfilled. That is your job. You're the only person who can make sure you're meeting your professional goals, so you're going to have to take the reins, and that means playing an active role in seeking out internal opportunities that spark your interest. So, if you're feeling like your current job isn't giving you enough leadership experience, start a mentorship program. If you're working in HR, but you really want to be working in partnerships, research some new potential clients and pitch them to your boss, and be sure to mention that you want to be the one to lead the partnership. Number two, DIY an internal meet and greet. You work at your company, but how well do you know your company? Do some research and find someone in management or leadership who leads a project that you find super cool, and then just reach out. It's as simple as that. In general, cold outreach will work more often than you think it will. But again, it won't be completely cold outreach because you have something in common, your company. Number three, ask for more money. If you're not happy at your job, money won't buy you happiness, but it surely helps. For tips on asking your boss for a raise, check out Money Rehab episode 56, How to Get the Raise You Deserve Without Costing You Your Job. Number four, go fishing. If you're feeling really stuck at work, it could be valuable just to go and look what else is out there. And I mean seriously, just look. You don't even need to have any intention of applying. Either you'll see that there is no other job that you're interested in and you'll appreciate where you are now even more, or you'll see that there are other options and you don't need to stay somewhere that doesn't make you happy. There are plenty of fish in the sea, but that doesn't mean you need to cast a line. Sometimes knowing that there are other options out there can make all the difference just by making you feel that you have the power over your work situation. Number five, have a check-in with your boss. That's right, your work qualms don't have to be a secret. Sure, you don't want to signal to your boss that you're thinking of quitting because they will stop looking at you as a long-term investment and will likely give you less opportunities. But instead, you could say something like this. I'm feeling like I could be doing more in the company. Where do you feel like our team has the most opportunity to improve and learn and grow? I'm telling you, bosses love to hear shit like this. And there is a very good chance a conversation like this will lead to either an awesome new project opportunity you're stoked about, or just brownie points for your boss. And either one is sure to make you feel more appreciated at work. For today's tip, you can take straight to the bank. I know that in a perfect world, your company would focus on mentorship and helping you with your professional dreams, goals, and ambitions. But unfortunately, companies like that are rare gems. So remember that even though you won't find it in any job description, part of your work at work is to make sure you're having a meaningful experience at your job. So try these 5 tips and see if you can address your own needs. You can create a dream job without actually having to get another job. Money Rehab is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Nicole Lappin. Our producers are Morgan Lavoie and Mike Coscarelli. Executive producers are Nikki Etor and Will Pearson. Our mascots are Penny and Mimsy. Huge thanks to OG Money Rehab team Michelle Lands for her development work, Catherine Law for her production and writing magic, and Brandon Dickert for his editing, engineering, and sound design. And as always, thanks to you for finally investing in yourself so that you can get it together and get it all. You spend my money.